And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The State Department is preparing what would be the largest mass visa replication in American history. According to the Associated Press, it's moving to cancel business and tourist visas held by as many as 200,000 foreigners. These are people who came in as short-term visitors and then applied for asylum once they were already here. And revoking a visa doesn't deport anyone, it just puts the case before an immigration judge. The Deputy Secretary of State put it plainly, saying that asylum was built as a narrow shelter for the persecuted, not as a workaround for people who would just rather not go home. Immigration decides who arrives, not what happens next. A religious ruling from January is about to move real money into American elections. Two of the largest Islamic legal councils in North America have declared that zakat may now be spent on politics. Zakat is the yearly tithe every observant Muslim owes, and it's always gone to the poor. Real Clear Investigations puts the pool at more than $140 million per year, aimed at candidates who oppose Israel in favor of making criticism of Muhammad a punishable offense in America. Christians here have argued for a century over whether faith belongs near a ballot box, and somebody just answered that, and blasphemy law was their answer. And that's power pursued at the ballot box. But in Pennsylvania, a governor wants power the ballot box already denied him. Josh Shapiro's health department has proposed a 502-page rewrite of the state health code. The Daily Wire reports the department can currently order disease control measures only during an active outbreak. The rewrite would let it act to prevent one. Health workers could enter an apartment or a school without a warrant and meet privately with your child, and school staff are told they may not obstruct it. Pennsylvania residents amended their constitution in 2021 to cap those powers at 3 weeks. Voters have already shut that door. This one would open it by regulation, where voters don't get a vote. And that's a lot of trust to hand officials you'll never even meet. But here's what it can cost. The Democratic nominee in one of the country's closest House races sits on a school board in California's Central Valley. In 2022, the board voted unanimously to hire a high school campus supervisor. Sounds all right so far, right? Well, the district had fired that same man from that same campus 9 years earlier after police investigated him for sending inappropriate messages to a student athlete. The memo in front of the board never mentioned that part of it. It said that the hire fit the district's commitment to keeping students safe. 6 months later, he was arrested for molesting a 15-year-old girl. I think everyone with common sense saw that one coming. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.